Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, with another Trinity moment, proving that the Trinity is biblical and that oneness or modalism is a lie. Isaiah 53:10 reads, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him," referring to Jesus Christ. "He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand." Of course, Isaiah 53 is one of the most famous prophetic passages in the Old Testament about our Lord Jesus Christ. And it talks about how it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. So the Bible says here that basically the Father put the Son to grief. It says, "When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin." Well, who is making whose soul an offering for sin? The Father is making the Son's soul an offering for sin. The Father bruised the Son. The Father made his soul an offering for sin. The Father put the Son to grief. We can clearly see that there are two persons here being described. It doesn't say that the Lord bruised himself, the Lord put himself to grief, the Lord made himself an offering for sin. In this scripture, we are differentiating between the Father and the Son. And we see that it pleased the Lord to bruise him, third person pronoun. He hath put him to grief. When thou, speaking to God, shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand, in Christ's hand. So again, we see clear proof in the Old Testament even that Jesus and God the Father are not the same person. This is a foreshadowing of the idea of the Trinity, even in the Old Testament.